How to Know the Wild Animals by Carolyn Wells. If ever you should go by chance to jungles in the east, and if there should to you advance a large and tawny beast, if he roar at you as you're dyin', you'll know it is the Asian lion. If, when in India loafing round, a noble wild beast meets you, with dark stripes on a yellow ground, just notice if he eats you. This simple rule may help you learn the Bengal tiger to discern. When strolling forth a beast you view whose hide with spots is peppered, as soon as it has leapt on you, you'll know it is the leopard. 'Twill do no good to roar with pain, he'll only leap, and leap again. If you are sauntering round your yard and meet a creature there who hugs you very, very hard, you'll know it is the bear. If you have any doubt, I guess he'll give you just one more caress. Whene'er a quadruped you view attached to any tree, it may be 'tis the wanderoo, or yet the chimpanzee. If right side up, it may be both. If upside down, it is the sloth. Though to distinguish beasts of prey, a novice might nonplus, yet from the crocodile you may tell the hyena thus. 'Tis the hyena if it smile. If weeping, 'tis the crocodile. The true chameleon is small, a lizard sort of thing. He hasn't any ears at all, and not a single wing. If there is nothing on the tree, 'tis the chameleon you see. End of How to Know the Wild Animals. Recording by Matthew Reese, Davenport, Iowa.